Broadcast Network. My name is Josh Splitter, and the Clearwater Threshers are the fastest team in the minor league to 30 wins this season. There are four other teams in all of baseball with 30 wins this year, and the Threshers started their season a week after all of them. Three teams in the major leagues and one in the minor leagues. The Baltimore Warriors and New York Times, 31-13. The Threshers 30-10, winning 75% of their first 40 games, and they did it in similar fashion to the way they did last night, taking advantage of mistakes but not really needing them. The Threshers scored 6 runs on 10 hits against St. Lucie last night. The Mets committed 4 errors, but those didn't really take place till long after the Threshers had established a lead and held onto it. That began in the second inning, which started with a leadoff triple by Gabriel Rodriguez Jr., his first 3 batters of the season, to put him up to 5th in extra bases with 16 on the year in terms of extra base hits in the Florida State League. Marion Boyd sent the first pitch he saw in last night's game out to right field for a base hit. And 1-0 lead for Clearwater. And that was really all the Threshers needed because their pitching was that spectacular. But as always, the offense just kept on rolling. It happened again in the 5th inning when Marion Boyd led off the frame with a single. And then Brian Greenthorne tripled home the reigning Florida State League player of the week, went 2-for-3 with an RBI triple and a run scored in his first game since winning the award. Greenthorne is back in the lineup tonight with a 2-for-3 day last night. Then in the 9th inning, every Thresher came to bat and 4 runs came across. Greenthorne walked after Cade Fergus singled with 1 out to start the inning. Justin Crawford drove them both in with a double off the wall in left field. Crawford has now 20 ribbies on the year, and he has just excelled at taking the ball the opposite way. He also extended his on base streak to 6-0. Jack Dallas. 6-0. Now leads the team with 5 on the year and is second in the Florida State League with 5 saves on the season. Middle-ending double play in the 8th and 9th innings to end the game. Two of the Clearwater Threshers, as they won their 7th straight game against St. Lucie and their 30th contest of the season. For the Threshers tonight, have a record of 30-10 as they take on the St. Lucie Mets, who have that reverse record. Top team in the league in terms of record, 7 games ahead of their competition in the West Division are the Threshers. And St. Lucie in last place in the East Division. For the Threshers, J.R. Murphy is going to be the interim skipper tonight. He brings out a lineup of Brian Greenthorne, who has excelled since coming in the leadoff spot. He went back first and played shortstop with Fernando Rosario, makes his debut of the series in left field and batting 7. Jordan Byron in right field, the number 3 hitter on the left half field. He's got a home run in his last game. He's hit 8 leads in the last 3 contests. He'll play right field and back field. Paul Moore is the first baseman after coming on the defensive position. Fergus is having a great run of late. 5 home runs on the season, guys. In the Florida State League, 7-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4- his second start of the season for the Thrushers after coming down from high A Jersey Shore, and he was spectacular in his one start in single A. 5 innings, just 1 hit allowed, 3 walks, and 5 strikeouts. And he did not get the win, but the Thrushers walked things off the last time he pitched, which was exactly a week ago today, the 8th Education Day ball game. That time at Bay Care Ballpark, the Thrushers 5-4 win, depending on Brian Lincoln, walk off 1-1. St. Lucie 10-30 on the year. The Thrushers are Clearwater, last place in the division. They lost after the biggest win streak of the year in 2 consecutive games. The next, then, called Roberto Gomez, going out of the lineup, and Rego Rala in the leadoff spot, and in right field, Jeff Williams with his center, and in right center. Jacob Rala with the third baseman, and at second base. Vincent Alonso moves up in the middle to the 5 spot, and gets in time in the field today. Kevin Biabi-Sensi on the district in terms of the series of shortstop batting 6. A late addition to the St. Lucie lineup, Eduardo Salazar replacing Yoel Martinez, who was scheduled to start for Salazar. And the best offensive game for St. Lucie last night, 2-for-4 with the strikeout on the day. He had batted 7 and played 4 stakes. Even at one spot in the lineup. Scott Mota also moved up a spot in the lineup from 8-9. Gets better. Making his season debut is coming to play by. First start of the season. Third straight Wednesday morning where the Thrushers have played in the only morning. The Wednesday win in Dunedin, that was 9-4. Thrushers are the first game of single A playing. The rest of the Philly system will be in action later this afternoon. A 5 o'clock start for Jersey Shore and Aberdeen. That's going to be a doubleheader, making up the April 22 rainout. And tonight, Griff McGarry makes his third start of the season for Reading against the Harrisburg Senators. McGarry pitched for the Thrushers in 2021 and also made a rehab start for Philly, allowing a home run. For the Thrushers this year. Lehigh Valley will play tonight. Michael Plasmeyer, the major leader, getting the start for Lehigh Valley against the UJ earlier with Buffalo and Bison. They're going to begin tonight 6:45. In the major league, no games will start until a little afternoon. Rangers versus Pirates is the first game of the day, and that's where most of the Cubs, or the Mets will visit the Cubs. 7:40 in Wrigley Field, a really strong pitching matchup for St. Lucie's Major League affiliate. Todai Senga, rookie sensation out of Japan, going against the Cubs ace in Marcus Stroman. The Phillies did get a nice early start, so I'll have some updates on that game towards the end of alley. Zach Gallen, the Arizona ace, going against Angel Suarez, making his third start of the season. In the team wide field, he's only going to be on the road at 10:50 in the back. His last start, that game will begin at 1:05 in the afternoon. The rest of the Florida State League also begins around 6:30. The Thrushers and Mets, the first team to get started there. Fort Myers is visiting Dunedin, Tampa visiting Palm Beach, Tampa visiting Burlington, and Lakeland is visiting Daytona. All of those games start right around 6:30. Take a look at the standings. Get ready to bring the Thrushers and Mets out onto the field, and the Thrushers in command of the Florida State League West Division, a 7-game lead on Fort Myers. It was Bradenton at the beginning of last week's series, but the Rushers took 5 of 6 against the Marauders, moping them down to 4th place before Dunedin lost to the Mighty Muscles last week. Fort Myers is 7 games behind the Rushers, the only team who has close to as good of a record in their last 10 games as Clearwater does. The Rushers 8-2 over their last 10, but Fort Myers 7-3. This is a team that is split. Since that season, they have won 17 games and lost just one against Bradenton last week. Bradenton, 8 games back at 22-18. They took the win against the Hammerheads last night. Dunedin is in 4th place. They're the next opponent of the Rushers after this week when they return to Daycare Ballpark and take on our neighbors in Dunedin. Blue Jays are 9 games back. And then Lakeland and Tampa both below 500, 14 and 15 games back in the bottom two of the rank. And St. Lucie, we are getting ready for some baseball here at Clover Park. The first St. Lucie and groups of local camps and schools are bringing their students to Clover Park to watch some baseball at 11 in the morning in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida. Candido Cuevas, the 19-year-old right-hander out of Barahona in the Dominican Republic, recently turned 19 after he was signed by the Mets to a minor league contract in 2021 and made his debut last year. Made 7 starts and 11 total appearances in the Dominican Summer League before coming over to the Florida Complex League at the end of the year for 3 relief appearances. Now he makes his season debut with a career ERA of 5.09, starting half of his 14 appearances with a record of 1-3 between rookie ball in the Dominican Summer League and in the Florida Complex League. He's out of extended spring training and faces the top team in minor league baseball. Clearwater Threshers, 30 wins, 10 losses, 79% of their games won. And I'm only doing that because it's Education Day, not because I'm actually good at it. But all jokes aside, a stick test for the 19-year-old right-hander against a solid Thresher whose lineup who is just all about unity and playing together. I was talking to Brian Lancone yesterday about his play off the weekly one, and all he had to say was how much fun that he and the guys were having, how much the whole team was supporting each other, and just how great of a team atmosphere that these Threshers have, and that is the MO when you talk to anyone in Clearwater. Managers, pitchers, position players, whoever it is, they are so focused on this team and what they can do together. It's Brian Lincoln leading things off for the Threshers as we get started here on Wednesday morning. First pitch away from Playbox is a fastball right down Broadway to make it an 0-1 pass to Brian Lincoln, leadoff man for Clearwater, and put in the starting lineup at the beginning of last week, and it led to a Player of the Week nod for the Florida State League. 0-1, swing and a miss, and now that makes it 0-2. Lincoln 8-19 with two home runs, including a walk-off homer. The last time the Threshers played a Wednesday morning ball game. It's an 0-2 count to Rincon. Cuevas kicks and deals, and Rincon fouls a pass into the stands over the increasing that's done. Still an 0-2 count to Rincon. Leadoff man in the shortstop for Clearwater with Ricardo Rosario on deck and Jordan Byers in the hole for the Threshers. The 0-2 now coming from Cuevas. Breaking ball inside, count 1 and 2. Jack Castillo in the cleanup spot at the designated hitter. Cade Fergus up to the fifth spot in the Threshers' order. Cole Moore getting his first start of the series, batting sixth, and Ryan Leach is the seventh hitter. Fastball low and inside to Rincon. He gets out of the way and evens the count with 2-2. Braylon Minietti batting eighth for the Threshers, and Eric Brito rounding out the order, as he usually does in the ninth spot, and a formidable double play partnership back at it for the Threshers. 2-2, breaking ball inside, and Lincoln works the count from 0-2 to 3-2. The reigning Florida State League player of the week was 2-for-3 with two walks, a triple, and a run scored. Also drove in a run on that triple back in the fourth inning. Payoff pitch, cut on a miss, and Cuevas has struck out the first batter of the ballgame. One gone through the Threshers with Ricardo Rosario coming up in the two spot. And we'll set the defense for the St. Lucie Mets behind Candido Cuevas. In the infield, Eduardo Salazar at first base, Junior Tillian at second, Kevin Villavicencio at short, and Jacob Weimer at third, with Vincent Perozzo doing the catching for Cuevas. A right-on-right matchup as Cuevas kicks and deals the first pitch to Rosario. It's a third ball that misses inside, count 1-0. The outfield left to right, playing McIntosh in left, Jet Williams in center, and Wilfredo Vara in right field. 1-0 now to Rosario. Cuevas, the line to kick the pitch. Another third ball, this one in there for a called strike on the inside part of the plate. Ricardo Rosario, 2-12 hitter on the season, no homers, and 7 RBIs. Just one hit each of the last two series for Rosario, so he's looking for a chance to rebound as the pitch misses outside, count 2-1. The guy who is lethal when he gets on base, a smart base runner with good speed. And over the first 10 games of the Threshers season, he scored or drove in a run in at least 9 of them when he joined the team about a month ago during the Tampa series. The third ball was smacked, fouled on the right field line, and it goes over the covered seats in the right field foul territory in the stands. It's a 2-2 count to Rosario now, with nobody on and one out in the top of the first inning. Cuevas, the pitch. Last ball hit on a line, but right to the shortstop. Villavicencio doesn't have to move to make that grab. And that is the second out of the first inning. And that's how hitting streaks can start. You gotta hit the ball well, which Rosario did. Just at some point, it's not going to go right to side. Villavicencio right there to make the catch for out number 2 to bring up the lefty, Jordan Byers. First pitch, fastball, misses outside. Count 1-0. Byers, 3 homers and 10 RBIs with Ribby and the Threshers win on Sunday in his last game played. First pitch, or 1-0 pitch, excuse me, misses outside to make the count 2-0. Lines are left-handed, third-round pick, of the Threshers back in 2021 in his third year. No, 2-0. Breaking ball, missing away. Count 3-0. Myers has solid speed, good fielder, but his best tool is certainly his power. This guy just hits the ball hard whenever he makes contact. We'll see if he goes after the 3-0. He does not. Fastball on the outside corner of the plate, but it does the trick for Candido Cuevas. Myers in his first game of the series against St. Lucie. Had a home run the last time the Mets visited Bayfair Ballpark. This is hit the other way. Another liner right to the Threshers infielder as it's Jacob Liner at third base who makes the catch on the lineup. So two short line drives from the Threshers. But that's the most just yet. Kids here in St. Lucie as the Mets come to bat for the first time against Gabriel Cotto and the Clearwater Threshers. Josh Sprogan here on the Threshers Broadcast Network. The Mets took the Threshers down in order in the first. Now Cotto looks to do the same with Fredo Vara leading off as the breaking ball missing outside from the left-handed hurler in Gabriel Cotto. Vara in his 20th game with the Mets this season, 4 homers, 4 doubles, and 12 ribbies over his first 19, and now a 1-1 count as the fastball catches the outside corner to the Mets right fielder. Vara up at the plate with Jet Williams on deck, Jacob Reimer in the hold, 1-1 from Cotto, slider inside, makes the count 2-1. Junior Tillian's doing the cleanup work for St. Lucie. Vincent Perozzo batting fifth. Kevin Villavicencio, the sixth hitter, with Eduardo Salazar batting seventh. This one is drilled into left field, but turning foul towards the Budweiser Terrace. And that means the count at 2-2 to Alfredo Vara. Scott Otah, the eighth hitter, and Blaine McIntosh playing for the first time against the Threshers since they visited Bayfair Ballpark, will hit ninth. The 2-2. Wave and a whiff. Strike three. No, we got a piece of it. Lara reaching across the batter's box to barely get a piece of that foul ball. Ryan Leach couldn't hold on to it. The count now 2-2 as Cotto, the line to kick the pitch. Hit on the ground to third in foul territory, fielded by Fraylin Minietti. And back to home plate comes Wilfredo Hart. Cotto on the go for two, a 7.08 ERA, 15 walks, and 15 strikeouts. But you got to take out most of that because it came in high A's jersey score. This one has popped up in five territory on the first base side. Neil Sprinting to it, and he makes the catch with two hands in front of the Threshers dugout for that number one. The second defense for Clearwater as Cole Moore is at first base. Eric Brito at second. Brian Rencon at short. And Franklin Minetti at third. With Jet Williams, the Mets number two hitter, joining Ryan Leach. He's the catcher behind home plate. He's the battery mate for Gabriel Cota. And in the outfield left to right, Ricardo Rosario in left, Kate Ferguson center, and Jordan Byers in right field. One out in the bottom of the first inning, and a slider in there for a called strike to Jet Williams, the Mets center fielder, who now faces an 0-1 count. Williams, listed at shortstop, getting some time in center field. He's the number three Mets prospect, according to MLB.com, as he takes a pitch inside for ball number one. 19 years old, 5'6", 175, and excuse me, foul ball, lands in front of the freshman's dugout, count one and two. And he's a guy with a lot of potential. He came in as a primary shortstop, but athleticism and versatility to play multiple positions for the Mets. The 1-2, fastball upstairs, and even a 2-2. Soto in his second start for the Threshers, the left hander is spending his third season here in Clearwater. Came in to minor league baseball in 2018. Did he go? Appeal to first base says he did not. And now the county makes it 3-2 to Jet Williams. The umpire in three, Gabe Vargas behind home plate. Kenny Garcia is on the bases. And those were the umpires last night as the division switched up. Payoff pitch. Foul ball at the end of Williams' bat. Moore chases, but lets it go into the stands behind the Threshers' dugout, and we'll do it again. A deafening roar of young Kempers here on Education Day as Williams set in the right-handed batter's box against the lefty Cota. Cota, in his stretch, the kick and the pitch. The payoff inside, and that is ball four. First base runner of the day for either team is Jet Williams as he reaches first on a one-out run. That'll bring up Jacob Reimer, the third baseman. He's in the lineup for the second straight night. He's got where he sits for St. Lucie. He hit third last night, walked in late, but was 0-3 with two strikeouts. And a runner on base is a dangerous situation for the Threshers. Because, or for the Mets, I should say, because the Threshers turned four double plays in the final five innings of last night's game, including three of them that ended innings, one that ended the game. So 1-0 count to Reimer, and Williams has good speed on first base, taking a short lead with Moore holding him on the bat. Cota looks over at Williams at first and fires the 1-0 home, caught on and missed, the outside fastball even to count at 1-1. Jet Williams, 10 stolen bases, but been caught four times, as he was the Mets' first-round pick out of Rockwall East High School in Texas. Reimer, another one of the Mets' top prospects at 15 in MLB.com, awaits the 1-1, breaking ball over the heart of the plate, and that makes the count 1-2. Reimer, a solid all-around hitter, good power, home run on the year, and two home runs on the year, 11 RBI. Facing the 1-2. Cota looking over at first base. Matthew Williams to stay still. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Could not touch the breaking ball. And Cota pulls the string on Reimer for his sixth strikeout in the second game with the Clearwater Threshers. Two down in the first inning. And now the number four hitter in junior Tony is coming up to the plate, the man on first. Double play is off the table. Tillian lined into a double play to end the eighth inning. And has had three ground outs in the 0-4 day. Bounce the first pitch off. Tillian on the season hitting 230 with two homers and 13 on the end. And he's got a man on first to work with. Two outs in the bottom half of the first inning. No score in this Wednesday morning ball game. Cota goes over to first base, and then slides in safely. Well, the next first base coach over to talk to Williams, trying to point out what he knows, noticed in Cota's windup and his movement over to first. It's the 0-1 to Tillian. Pitch outside on the breaker, can't even a 1-1. Cota, along the filter at first base, even one run count, and the pitch. Fouled away, left turn, smashed that into the other batter's box to make the count one and two. For Cota, as I mentioned, his third season with the Clearwater Threshers, his 25th career start for Clearwater, is now 40 career starts in his 4 years in the minor league. 5-for-6 at a 4-2-1 ERA, 107 innings pitched for the Threshers, with now 114 Ks. Throw over to first base, Williams is back in time, and counts still 1-2 to Junior Tony. Against Bradenton, one hit in 5 innings of work, 3 walks and 5 strikeouts in his debut with the team. Got here during the Dunedin series, driving all the way down from Jersey Shore. Now a 1-2. Off goes Williams. The pitch misses for ball two, and the throw not in time. Jet Williams turns on the Jets and gets his 11th stolen base of the season and 15 chances. It's a 2-2 crowd to Tillman on a close pitch for Reed on the second base before he could challenge. So the Mets have a runner in scoring position with two guys, but a 2-2 crowd to Junior Tillman. One more strike and Cocho eliminates the threat. Now he looks over at second base. And the 2-2. Wave and a whiff, strike three. Breaking ball right over the plate, and Tillian just could not touch it. Back-to-back punch outs from Gabriel Cocho after putting the man on base. And Clearwater Threshers escaped the first inning unscathed. And that's one runner on second base, and now the hitman is in the middle. And the Threshers open to the second inning to score this ball game. Went down in order in the first. We now have the heart of their order coming up in the second inning against Condito Credit. Jack Castillo, Kay Fergus, and Paul Moore leading off the top of the second. And the score is bonding here in St. Lucie. Kovac, the right-hander hurler against the lefty Castillo. He's got a hit in each of his last three. First pitch to Castillo, misses outside, and the count is 1-0. I'm really going to use my whole set for tonight's game trying to talk over these kids. Really excited about being here at Clover Park, as you can probably hear through my phone. 1-0 count to Castillo. Breaking ball misses low, count 2. In time for the Threshers offense to try the opposing fans, but they could certainly do with efficiency. 6 runs in the opening game of the series in a shutout win last night. 2-0 now to Castillo. Hit on the ground, fouled on the first base line. Well fielded by Kevin Bradshaw, who's coaching first for the Threshers. Michael Jones, the position coach, is pitching third base as he does almost every game. 2-1 count to Castillo now, playing with the DA. And a pitch from Cuevas lined right back up the middle into right center field for a base hit by Castillo. He's got a hit in each of his last four games as Castillo is the first Thresher on the board. Leadoff single in the second to bring up Kay Fergus. Something you got to remember about this Threshers team is that everyone can steal back. Only one player for the Clearwater Threshers in today's round has not stolen a base, and that's Paul Moore. Castillo has 3 swipes in 4 tries. something you would not expect from a guy who's 6'4" and 220 pounds. Now Cade Fergus gets hit by a fastball, couldn't get out of the way of that one as he gets him on the left hook. And Fergus making sure he's all right. Fergus in a bit of a delay as he heads over to the first base back, and Castillo ends up on second. So the first two on for the Threshers with nobody out here in the second inning in a scoreless ball game, and that bring up Paul Moore. He struck out his one appearance yesterday, and did a 7-game on base streak that was in effect since before this injury. Now getting 205, a home run, and 3 on the yard. Then coming back after getting on the injury list during that Tampa series in Tampa Bay before the Threshers swept St. Lucie. Moore, the first time he's going to line up against the St. Lucie Mets, looking to do some damage against the right-handed throwing Ravens. Castillo's on second, Fergus on first, and nobody out here in the scoreless ball game at the top of the second inning. Right-on-left matchup, Ravens against the Dallas Baptist again. And the first pitch, the breaking ball outside, count 1-0. A long mound meeting between Perezzo and Cuevas. Just to make sure that Cuevas wasn't too shaken up after getting Fergus on the first pitch of the second at-bat of the second to put two on with nobody out. Cuevas looking at Castillo on second base and the 1-0 pitch. Fastball outside, count 2-0. Paul Moore had his only home run of the year on the road in Tampa. A couple days before he left the lineup due to injury, really was starting to get hot and was looking to regain that momentum. And now he's back off of the injury list. 2-0 for Moore, and the pitch. Fastball low, and the count 3-0. Cuevas losing control of Moore quickly. He could load the bases through a line and reach with nobody out. The Mets offense had a couple of chances with the bases loaded last night, but the Threshers' defense really helped them clamp down anytime the Mets had some momentum, as it's a four-pitch walk to Cole Moore. The fastball goes wild and outside. Castillo's now on third, Fergus on second, Cole Moore on first with the walk, and the first three batters of the second inning have reached for Clearwater. Now to bring up Ryan Leaf, playing his second road series of the Threshers season, joined them in Dunedin after Caleb Ricketts was called up to Jersey Shore, and his first hit came in his first at bat as a Thresher in 2022, an RBI single to right field. And a ball down the right field line would likely be extra bases, could score at least two runs. Bases are loaded, corners pinched in, middle at double play depth, with the second baseman Tillian holding Fergus on second. First pick to Leach in there for a called strike, a fastball on the inside corner to make the count 0-1. Cole Moore on first, Cade Fergus on second, Jack Castillo on third. Nobody out, and the Threshers with a loaded set of bags in the top of the second inning. Curve ball just catching the inside corner, and it's an 0-2 count to Leach now, doing the catching for the Threshers. One hit and one RBI on the year. And now it's 0-2. Cueva set from the chin. Now the 0-2 pitch. Leach hits this the other way into right, but should be deep enough to score a run as Lara is going to drift it. That's a drift foul. So the count will stay 0-2, and the runners will stay put. Castillo remains on third base. Of all that distance in fair territory, would likely score him. That ball, pretty deep right field, just held foul the entire way. It's an 0-2 count still to Leach. He swings and misses for the strikeout and at number one. Second K of the day for Candido Cuevas. And that will bring up Fraylin Mignetti. Mignetti in third baseman with a 4-clear run. Went 2-for-3 with a run scored on Sunday's victory, coming off of his best series in terms of average this season. Went 6-for-10 with a double and an RBI, and has reached base in each of his last eight. First pitch to Mignetti, a third ball that misses outside, count 0-1. Over that on-base streak, Mignetti is 10-for-28 and hit the double, 5 RBIs and 4 runs scored. He has 10 ribbies on the season, half of them coming over the last week and a half. Now the 1-0 pitch. This is hit right back up the middle into center field for a base hit. Castillo will score easily, and Fergus is waved around third. The throw is wide of the plate, and it's a 2-run single for Fraylin Minietti. 2-0 Threshers as they strike first for the second straight game. They've now scored 3 runs in the second inning thus far, and it's Fraylin Minietti with his third multi-RBI game of the season. That keeps just one out on the board and a man on second and first for Eric Brito. Minietti on first base, and on second is Cole Moore. And now here comes the first pitch to Brito. Breaking ball outside, count 1-0. Threshers lead it 2-0. And when they have scored the first run, it is difficult for them to be stopped. When Clearwater scores first, they have lost 4 times and now 22 instances of that happening. 1-0 pitch, a breaking ball in there for a called strike, even if down at 1-1 on Eric Brito. Brito 0 for 4 last night, 2 homers and 16 RBIs on the season, hitting just over 260. 1-1 count, 2 on and 1 out, with a 2-0 lead for the Threshers here in the top of the second inning. Graybach sent from the stretch, and he pitches. This is popped up, should stay in the infield. Right near the pitcher's mound is Tillian, and he's under it with 2 hands to make the count for the second out of the inning. Not a bad line on the ball. Florida State League Player of the Week. All the Threshers are in Bradenton. Now up with 2 on and 2 out. He had his third multi-hit game in his last 6. He's currently riding a 16 hit streak with reaching base in each of the last 15. And Cohen looks at a breaking ball outside for a called strike 1. 19 pitches for strikes out of 36 by Candido Cuevas. And now takes a visit at the mound from Vincent Pelosa. It's Colmore on first. Fraylin Minietti on first. Colmore on second, excuse me. And 2 gone to Brian Lane Cohen, left-handed hitter against the right-hander. The switch hitting shortstop for the Threshers digs into the left side of home plate. 0-1, 2 out, Cuevas deep. Hit the other way, foul, and that lands in the stands. Make the count 0-2. Cuevas leans in for the sign, pitch clock at 10. And then he pops up, sets up the chin, and gets ready to go. 2 on, 2 outs, and an 0-2 count to Rincon. Breaking ball gets through the legs of the catcher, but it's a called strike 3 anyway, so a delayed drop third strike, and the K2-3 ends the inning for St. Lucie. 3 strikeouts on the day for Candido Cuevas, but 2 runs come across in the second inning. Brady points 2 to the hit as the Threshers score 2 on 2 hits and leave 2 men stranded. As Clearwater has a 2-0 lead to the bottom of the second inning.
Thank you.
Bottom of the second here in St. Lucie. First pitch of the inning is in there for a strike on a breaking ball by Gabriel Cano. Vincent Corozo, the Mets catcher, has an 0-1 count with his Mets down 2-0. Cano deals, and the breaking ball just misses inside. Corozo, the DH in last night's lineup. He batted 6 and moves up a spot in the order after reaching base twice in a walk for a pitch. Slider at the knees for called strike 2-2 for Rosa. He struck out in one of the 0-2 at bats last evening. Cota, the kick in the pitch. Foul down the left field line. That will stay at 1-2. The Mets have made Cota work as he threw 22 pitches in the first inning and has already thrown 4 in this at-bat. Swing and a miss. A nasty slider going inside to out. And Corozo is down on strike. Three straight punch-outs for Gabriel Cota, dating back to the batter after Trent Williams walked in the first inning. It's an 8 on his freshman season, 18 overall, including his time, his 5 starts with the Jersey Shore Blue Bloods. That'll bring up Kevin Villavicencio, who swings and misses at a slider outside to make it 0-1. Cota has a slider that's nasty against lefties, but you see it work on the outside to a right-handed bat there. That one bounced right back up the middle and into the glove of Cota. Quick reflexes by the lefty and jog to first to throw it to the field. Bang, bang, play, come back later. That Cota snared out of the air. With 2 outs for Eduardo Salazar, who was not initially scheduled to start today. When I first got the starting lineup, it had Raul Martinez hitting at this spot and playing first base. A late scratch for Martinez in favor of Salazar, who now faces a 1-0 count. Cota from the stretch, he deals. 1-0 bounced over to short, fielded by Rincon towards the middle of the field, fires over to first, distracts for Moore, and he snares it for the final out in the inning. So 1-2-3 go St. Lucie, and the Threshers take their 2 runs in the top of the second inning to add more in the third. It's 2-0 Clearwater as we head into the third inning. At Clover Park, on thank you. The Threshers begin the top of the third inning looking to build on a 2-0 lead with 2, 3, and 4 in the order coming up. Ricardo Rosario leading things off in the third inning against Candido Cueva. First pitch of the inning is a curveball in there for a called strike on the outside corner. It's 0-1 count to Rosario, who hit a fastball on a line out to short, but no movement needed to make the catch for Villavicencio. He lines the 1-1 pitch into right field, and the catch was made by Laura Campanella for the end. It was 1-1 because there was an automatic ball called a pitch clock violation by Candido Cuevas. So a 1-1 count, as Cuevas has now thrown 40 pitches, 23 for strikes, with pitch number 40 turning it out number 1 in the third. That'll bring up Jordan Vyers, who also is out on a line drive. This is a high line drive, deep out to right field. Laura on the track, and he makes the catch with his back against the wall. A long distance to the power alley in right center field, and Jordan Vyers hits a loud out number 2, as Laura has been busy here in the second inning. Two gone to bring up Chad Castillo, who recorded a single and scored the Threshers' first run of the game back in the second inning. Cleanup hitter for Clearwater, 4 homers and 14 RBI, with a batting average just south of 200. Fastball inside to the lefty Castillo, but called strike 1 by Gabe Parkinson. The Threshers lead it 2-0 here in the second inning, 2 outs and nobody on, after a deep fly out to right field by Jordan Vine. Now Laura, the kick and the pitch, fastball outside, count even at 1-1. Castillo, on a 3-game hit streak, is now 4 for his last 11, with 3 RBIs and 3 runs scored. He's reached base in each of the last 7, as he starts this one foul off the sweeps behind home plate, count is 1-2, and put that right where the majority of the kids are sitting, so the cheers get even louder. 1-2, 2 outs to Castillo. As the pitch, swing and a miss, and there is strike 3 to end the inning. So the Threshers go down in order. 4th strikeout of the game for Candido Cuevas. But the score stays 2-0 in favor of the Clearwater as we head into the third here on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
Our guest is Dr. Lee, regular Orthodox teacher of class, the coach of Buffalo Orthodox, the general teacher of the University of Washington, the other one who receives the most emotion in the United States of America.
They're at 0-1 in the bottom of the third inning as Koto sends a strike by Scott Otto. 2-0 to score, Threshers in the lead in the bottom third. The 0-1 pitch, cracked bat as it rolls down to first, but in foul territory fielded by Cole Moore. Otto's going to head back to the Mets dugout to get a new stick after he had the first broken bat of the ball game. And that one, you can just hear it on sound alone. Otto gets an identical two-tone bat, flat handle, and a white bear. As he comes back in the batter's box, 0-2. Left on left matchup here in the bottom of the third. The 0-2 pitch, breaking ball, just missing outside. And here's a nasty slider of Koto trying to get Ota down swinging, but he could not. It's a 1-2 count to the lefty Ota in the second game of the series and against the Threshers. Another slider, this one misses upstairs, even a count of 2-2. Scott was the 9-hitter last night, reached on an error on each of his last two at-bats. He grounded into a 4-6-3 double play. And with Bruto and Rincon, that same partnership in the middle of Threshers infield tonight. Now it's a 2-2. Slider again, missing again, but appeal over the first, confirmed it. Count full at 3-2. And 0-2 to 3-2 as Koto gets the ball back from Ryan Leaf. He has thrown 37 pitches with 23 for strikes. Koto, the power. Put on the ground, foul. This time the bat stays intact. Koto got more of the barrel on. Three balls, two strikes to Ota. The crowd still loud in support of the Mets here at Clover Park. Now the payoff. Hit on the ground again. Down the first base side into right field for the first hit of the day by the St. Lucie Mets. A leadoff single by Ota. This time the Mets with a leadoff man on. A walk in the first inning by Jet Williams. And now the threat of a double play begins again. Four double plays in the final five innings of yesterday's ballgame, including one off the bat of Tomas Nito. And that kept the Threshers out of trouble in some tough spots as McIntosh swings and misses at a cutter in low and on the way outside. Count 0-1. Ota takes a short leadoff of first base with an 0-1 count to McIntosh. Koto looks at first and the pitch, fastball upstairs, count 1-1. Ota, four stolen bases in four attempts in his first 13 games with St. Lucie. 6-for-7 over his four-year minor league career, beginning in Kingsport. One more, hit high in the air, down the left field line, and foul. 1-2 count to Blaine McIntosh. Ota, Kingsport used to be the rookie league affiliate of the Mets, along with the most of short season, was eliminated due to contraction in 2020. Slider bouncing way in from even the 2-2 to McIntosh. He comes in to this ball game without a home run, 6 RBIs, an average of 143. A loud group of young ones cheering behind home plate at the next trail by 2 during the third inning. 2-2 count to McIntosh. Koto looks at first and fires home. It's a slider that just misses outside. He put up the count of 3-2 for the second straight time. It's a borderline pitch that Koto didn't get the call on, so now he'll have to get McIntosh out for the full count. Middle infield pinched up the middle, awaiting a potential double play ball. Payoff coming to McIntosh. Koto looks at first and checks back at first base. Ota looked like he was caught, but got back safely in a close play at the first base line. Still a full count to McIntosh. Threshers lead it 2-0 with nobody on in the bottom of the third. Payoff pitch inside ball 4. Off to second is Ota, so he'll stay there. And St. Lucie has two players on with a tying run on first base. After the walk to McIntosh. Second of the day by Koto. And that will prompt a mound visit from Ryan Leaf. Koto is graduating from the prestigious Puerto Rico Baseball Academy in 2018. A couple other major leaders, most recently including Nelson Velasquez, who represented Puerto Rico in the World Baseball Conference, also graduated from that baseball academy. He had and nobody else, the leadoff man up for the Mets, and a loud crowd trying to help out St. Lucie. On second is Scott Ochoa. The tying run on first is Wayne McIntosh, and Wilfredo Rallo, who leads the Mets with four home runs, is up to try and drive in a run. First pitch, a breaking ball inside, well blocked by Leach to keep the runners on their bags. As the parents want to know. Corners are pinched in, and Eric Brito is holding the runner on second base with the middle infield at double play deck. 1-0. Fastball outside, and the count 2 and out. No one up for the Threshers just yet. Nobody out in the third inning for St. Lucie. As Pinto looks to keep the Mets scoreless, as they have been for the first 11 innings of this series. 2-0 pitch, inside breaking ball, and now the count up to 3-0. Similar to the third hitter in the second inning after a single and an update to hit by a pitch. Pinto in danger of delivering a four-pitch walk. That's a Cole Moore down on first base back in the second inning. A 3-0 to Lowell. Pinto deals. Fastball up and away and a four-pitch walk to Pinto Lowell to load up the bases. Two straight walks gives three on the day for Pinto. Needs to stay behind home plate as Jet Williams comes up with the bases loaded. Go-ahead run on first. And out comes the Threshers pitching coach, Victor Diaz. Look at him in the ballpark, constantly waiting with the rushing Herman. The official catcher pitching coach on the mound for Bullwater. Is Ota on third, McIntosh on second, and Wilfredo Rallo, who represents the go-ahead run on first base. The Threshers lead it 2-0, but nobody out in the bases loaded in the third. This is a game that we have seen before. In the fifth inning of last night's game, we had the same dilemma. There we put Ota on first. And then back-to-back singles by the man at the plate, Jet Williams and Ryan Thomas. Loaded up the bases with no outs for the Mets in the fifth. Samuel Aldighieri struck out Jacob Reimer, and then Tomas Nito grounded into an unassisted double play. And as Brian Lincoln ended that inning. Williams looks at the first pitch, a cutter on the outside front of the plate to make it 0-1. He walked his first time up and scored his 11th base of the season. Now he's got the best chance the Mets have had all day with the drawn-in corners of the Threshers infield and the middle infielders pinched up the middle, trying to turn a team count. 1-1 count as the cover misses inside. Base is loaded with nobody out here in the bottom of the third inning. Threshers lead 2-0. Toto set from the chest, the kick and the pitch. Williams hits this high and deep out to left field. Under is Rosario. That should be enough for a run, but Fergus undercuts him to make the catch. The run comes home from third, and a good throw from Fergus to Minnetti keeps McIntosh on second. But the first run of the series is in for St. Lucie as Jeff Williams gets the RBI on sacrifice drop. Otas scores, and it's 2-1. In favor of the Threshers, who cut out in the first. Now the double play with unlimited. So Ryan Leach is now become a home play, calling on the Sounders to his injury. Jacob Reimer up with one gone and two on, with Brito holding the runner on second base. That's Dwayne McIntosh. First pitch to Reimer misses low at 1-1. Fastball at the letters, and it's 0-2. Reimer struck out on four pitches to end in the first. The first three strikeouts for Cotto, and he's looking for his second here, attacking the hitter after trading it out for the 0-2 pitch inside, and a good block by Leach. McIntosh will stay on second base, and staying on first is Wilfredo Ryan. The count is 1-2. The score is 2-1. Threshers in the lead in the bottom of the third inning, but St. Lucie has their first run of the series already in the dugout. One ball, two strikes, and Reiner stepping back into the batter's box, tapping the plate as he gets ready for Cotto. 2-1 and 1-out. Cotto sent from the belt with a 1-2 count on the Mets number 15 prospect. The 1-2 pitch. Hit on the ground to third, diving, and it goes through the glove of Minnetti and Moncona short. Rosario bobbles the throw, so the run scores at home, and thrown into third, gets the runner. A run still scores, and Sloan McIntosh comes from second to tie the game, but Wilfredo Lara is thrown out at third base on an RBI single by Jacob Reimer. 2-2 is the score, but now there's two outs with the man on second. And Rosario would have been hard-pressed to come up with the out at home, as McIntosh already had a pretty good jump. And he bobbled the throw, and now this game is tied on an RBI single by Reimer. And a brand new ball game with two outs in the third, and now a 1-0 count to Junior Timmerman as the fastball by Cono misses outside. Normal depth for the Threshers infield, with Pucho holding the runner Reimer on second base. 1-0 count to Timmy. Ricardo Deere, the breaking ball misses outside. Count 2 on the ball. These are the first two runs Cotto has allowed for the Threshers this season, after leaving with a 9.49 ERA in Iowa Jersey Shore. 2-0. Pass ball outside and count 3-0. 2-2 the score, a sack fly by Jet Williams and an RBI single by Jake Reimer back to left field. Reimer represents the go-ahead run, taking the lead off second base with a 3-0 count to Tillman. Cotto, deep. Slider low, and that is ball four. Third walk of the inning for Gabriel Cotto, and that puts 2 men on the count. Cotto, 23 pitches in the first inning, and 27 pitches already in the second, so he's up to 60 with 42 strikes. There is now some action in the Threshers' bullpen. Looks like John Henriquez is getting loose for the rule with two outs here in the third inning. That'll bring up Vincent Ferroza, who swings and misses at a leaping, sweeping slider. And just a really good pitch by Cotto. He had the first strike on Ferroza, who struck out to lead off the second. Tillian's got good speed on first. Reimer has all right speed over at second, and it's an 0-1 now to Ferroza. Cotto, D. Waits on the slider, misses outside. Good block by Leaf, but the count's 1-1 to the Mets catcher. Ferroza on the year, 253 hitter, with set with 9 seconds, with 6 RBI on the season. 2-1 and 2-outs, 1-1. Hit on the ground, fouled on the first base line. It's going to roll up off the top, but skips into the stand. Two runs already home for the Mets in a tie ball game at 2 runs apiece during the bottom of the third inning. Cotto set at the belt. And now the 1-2. Chop down at the first base line. Foul again. And keep the count at 1-2. Off on contact, heading over to third. Stay 1-2. DeRosa lifts the bat off his shoulder as he's ready to go. Cota looks at second, 1-2 again. Slider outside, waving a whiff, strike three. A nasty slider holds lefties, and Carozo goes after it for the second time. Four touchdowns for Gabriel Cota, but two runs came from this new inning. Two hits for the two runs, no errors, and two men left. And this game is tied. Tied up at two in the top of the fourth inning, and a new pitcher on for the St. Lucie Mets, Saul Garcia, taking on 5, 6, and 7 in the Threshers' order. Cade Fergus leads off the fourth, and the fastball misses upstairs to make it a 1-0 count for the Threshers' center fielder. He scored a run in the second inning after being hit by a pitch. And on 2 of 2, a 2-1 single by Kelly, even at 1-1 to Fergus, playing in center field today, his primary position, that with Justin Crawford there, he's been getting a lot more reps in right this season. 1-1, fouled away towards the Threshers' dugout on the first base side, and the count is now 1-2. Fergus on the season, 5 homers, 19 RBIs, with an average of .256, and he has really turned it up a level in the month of May as well. He's going against a 19-year-old right-hander in Saul Garcia of Nagua, Venezuela. He has been used as both a starter and a reliever. This is his 8th appearance of the season, 4 of them coming out of the bullpen. Now the 1-2 to Fergus is a slider outside and makes the count 2-2. 1-3 record, .434 ERA, and 18 2/3 innings in his third pro season for Garcia. 12 walks and 25 strikeouts. 2-2. Breaking ball, called strike 3 on the outside corner. And Fergus is going to head back to the dugout. 5th strikeout of the day for Mets pitcher. He's going to come up to the plate. So Candido Cuevas won't get a decision in his season debut. He allowed 2 runs on 2 hits in 3 innings, walked 1 and struck out 4. 1 out in the 4th to Moore, who takes a first pitch curveball on the inside front of the plate to make the count 0-1. As the wind, he's going to blow the pages of my book around. Wind and cloudier skies approaching from the right field side as Moore holds up the swing, appeal over the first and forms it, and the breaking ball misses inside, even the count up at 1-1. Moore walked on 4 pitches back in the second inning. After a 7-game on-base streak that dated back to April, was nullified on a pinch-hit strikeout. This one is taken the other way into left field. Going towards it is McIntosh, and he makes the run for the second out of the inning. Two down in the fourth now as Ryan Leach is set down on four pitches. We have reached the 1 hour mark here on Wednesday morning. And it is 2-2, a tie ball game in St. Lucie with two outs in the top of the fourth. First pitch to Leach, a fastball right down Broadway in count 0-1. Leach, a Canadian international, went to the U.S. for college, played at Marshall, and was signed by the Phillies after the 2022 draft. A couple of home runs in his pro ball debut last year between the Florida Complex League and here in Cleveland. Now it's a 1-1 count. Two outs, nobody on here in the top of the fourth. Quavos deals, not Quavos, Garcia deals, and Leach fouls it away on the right field line. A 1-2 count now to the Thrushers catcher. He is 0-1 today with a strikeout. The 1-2. Hit back up the middle over the glove of Garcia, but rolling into the mitt of Junior Terry, and he throws to first to end the inning as the Thrushers go down in order for the second straight frame. So a 1-2-3 inning for Saul Garcia. And he's tied up at two, heading into the fourth. This is Thrushers. And the Thrushers got
and the world famous Silver Sluggers. All right, Jeff, for Global Vision, let's see who's going to be on Global Vision. Here we go.
Pitcher on for the Threshers, John Henriquez, making his 12th appearance out of the bullpen against 8-9-1 for St. Lucie. Or sorry, 6-7-8. And that was the wrong side of my book. Kevin Villavicencio dumps the first pitch by Henriquez, fouled on the right field line to make it 0-1. Henriquez, tied for the league lead with 5 wins, kicks and deals. 0-1, a pitch inside, to even the count of 1-1. A four-pitch mix for Henriquez, the second-year pro out of San Francisco de Macorís in the Dominican Republic. Four-seamer, change, slider, which you just saw, and a cutter. 5-0 record in 25 2/3 innings pitch as the fastball gets on the inside corner to Villavicencio to make the count 1-2. 3.51 ERA, 14 walks for 22 strikeouts, and now his 12th relief appearance of the season. Three innings of work for the scoreless frame in his last appearance on Sunday against Bradenton as Villavicencio rolls the 1-2 pitch to second. Bruno swings it to first. Game is tied up 2 as another starting to get a decision. With 3 innings, 2 runs on 2 hits from Gabriel Cota, 4 walks and 4 strikeouts. Finished his second start of the season in his first now 8 innings for Clearwater. That'll bring up Eduardo Salazar, the righty. That's a slider on the center of the plate to make it only at one. Salazar grounded out to short his last time. Now up with nobody on and one out in the bottom of the fourth inning. Henriquez deals. Fastball in the dirt. And out with even more than one. Henriquez has been playing baseball for just about 10 years now. Didn't start until he was 12. And he gets a swing and a miss from Salazar, and that's a fastball at 1-2. You can see the continued progression from Henriquez as the year's gone on. He played 5 games without a start in the Dominican Summer League and makes the future as a middle reliever. Higher you go. Fastball high and tight in the count 2-2. 94 miles an hour. Faster than we usually see from Henriquez, but again, we talked of the progression and the velocity is something he continues to improve as the season goes on. 2-2. Breaking ball inside. And there you go. The payoff pitch. Just missing upstairs. One walk to Eduardo Salazar. 3 walks in the last inning from Pocha. He singled and scored back in the third, came home on what Williams sacrificed from to make it 2-1. And he's got a chance to put the Mets ahead. And then Rico trying to stop that from happening. Neil holding Salazar on first, trying to pass ball, and this is our son, the Ota, and I think they're going to attack. Salazar. Not exactly a speedster. 6 stolen bases in his minor league career. Those lasted 5 years. And Ota flies this one fouled on the left field. This season, Ota has attempted 1 stolen base, unsuccessful. 6-4-11 in strikes in his minor league career. Second time that he has stopped in St. Lucie since he began as an international free agent in 2018. Breaking ball in there for a strike on the outside corner. And now the count is 1-2 to Scott Ota. One out. Salazar takes a short lead off first base. Henriquez, the pick. 1-2 inside on the breaking ball. And the count now is 2-2. Ota reached the count 1 last time before he spanked the single. Putting him on base with one of the 2 hits. Each team has 1 inning of 2 runs and 2 hits. The second for the Threshers. And now that actually was strike 3 to Ota on the appeal. So there's 2 outs in the inning. I completely missed that. It looked like ball 2 turned into strike 3. And Henriquez has his first strikeout. Now it's 1-1 count to Blaine McIntosh with one on and 2 on. The 0-1 over the plate again, and that is a called strike. McIntosh walked and scored the tying run on a Jacob Reimer single back in the third. Now he faces an 0-2 count with a man on first and 2 outs. Henriquez, the pitch. 0-2 bounce right back to the pitcher, and that one's first. And backspin with that. Fastball called strike 3 on the outside corner. No doubt about this one as Henriquez throws a BB on the outside part of the plate to end the fourth inning. And that's stranded runner on a 1-out walk. But remaining on first is Salazar, and the score stays tied at 2. We head into the fifth inning.
All right, kids, it's time for the fourth inning once again.
Top of the fifth inning, 2-2 the score, and Fraylin Minietti leading off the fifth for the Thrushers. Minietti, an RBI single in the second inning that drove in both runs and gave the Thrushers a temporary 2-0 lead. Now he's ahead in the count 1-0 against Saul Garcia. Garcia, the kick and the pitch. Fastball on the inside corner, wins the count 1-1. Minietti now 7 for his last 11. And he's reached base in 9 straight games. Quietly a huge contributor in this Thrashers offense. And that's the pitch. It's a called strike on fastball. And 1-2. 4-game hit streak for Minietti, including all 3 games that he played in the Bradenton series. 7-4-11 with 3 RBIs and 3 runs scored. This one is spanked over to second base, fielded on a hop by Tilly, and he sends it to first base, beat Minietti by a step and a half for the first down. And the fifth inning. So Tillian has recorded the last 2 outs for the St. Lucie Mets. This one puts 1 out in the top of the fifth inning. For his last 5 after going 0-4 in last night's contest. 3-15 with a homer and 4 RBIs last week against Bradenton. He has 8 multi-hit games this season. He's looking for his first as the fastball misses at I-11. Guido pop out to second in the second. Now a 1-0 count for the second time this inning. Garcia deals. Fastball outside, 2-0. The situation's at the player's practice. Anything goes on a 2-0 count, so we'll see what Guido has up his sleeve here against Saul Garcia. The 1-1. It's a 2-1 count now. Two-one pitch misses the catcher's glove and it slams into the backstop to make it a 3-1 count for Eric Lito. The ball goes all the way back to home plate, and Lito will have to get himself sent up again. He digs into the right-hander's batter's box against the righty, Saul Garcia. The 3-1 pitch. Breaking ball in the dirt, and that is ball 4. So Eric Lito has reached base for the first time this series on the first walk of the day by Garcia. Second walk by St. Lucie pitching. Hits the guy that went on first base in the top of the fifth inning with 1 out for Brian Rincon. Rincon, the second Thrashers infielder this season to win Player of the Week The week after, Otto Kemp won it for Clearwater. And the week after, the Threshers, I think, could have won both awards. Not that I'm biased or anything, but first pitch to Rincon misses upstairs, now 1-0. You know, 10 stolen bases in 13 attempts. He's on first base, getting some advice from Bradshaw. He contemplates a potential steal at second. 1-0 count to Rincon, 2-2 ball game, with one out here in the top 10. Garcia, the kick and the pitch. Off goes Brito. The pitch misses for ball one. The throw into second base is not in time, but a good effort by Vincent Peloso as Brito moves himself into scoring position with stolen base number 11 on the season. So now a man in scoring position and a 2-0 count for Brian Rincon, and that is a dangerous, dangerous situation. Brito takes a big lead off second base, being held on by the shortstop via Vicencio as the ball goes to the backstop, but it must have touched Rincon's bat. No, it didn't. He just went after it, apparently. I knew it didn't touch the bat, but he ruled a strike by Gabe Vargas. He said that Rincon went around, but on the wild pitch, Eric Brito moves to first. So now the go-ahead run 90 feet from home plate, so the infield draws in. For the Mets. 2-1 on the outside corner, count 2-2. Even count, go ahead run on third base in a 2-2 ball game here at Clover Park in St. Lucie. Top of the fifth inning. The 2-2. Breaking ball misses low, and now the count 4 to Brian Rincon for the second time. He struck out twice. The winning player of the week has come up in the clutch for the Threshers before. His last home run came on a Wednesday morning to give the Threshers a win over Bradenton. Payoff pitch, inside fastball, and that is ball number 4. So the on base streak continues for Rincon. He has now reached base in each of his last 17 games since the end of April against St. Lucie. He has now 11 walks since the Saturday of the home series against the St. Lucie Mets. And now the Threshers have the Mets cornered with Rincon on first and Brito on third. That'll bring up Ricardo Rosario as the corner infielders remain pinched in, with Rosario certainly a bunting threat on the infield back at double play deck. First pitch misses inside for ball number 1. Rosario, a line out and a fly out with 2 prior plate appearances. With Rincon being held on by the first baseman Salazar. 1-0. Fastball on the outside part of the plate, counting even to 1-1. Rosario 0-2 today, hitting just over 200 on the season. Looking for his first RBI since earlier in the month at home against Lakeland. 7 ribbies on the season for Rosario. The 1-1 pitch, hit on the ground into right field for a base hit, and that will score the go-ahead run. Eric Brito scoring from third, and Rincon back into second safely on a Ricardo Rosario single. That gives the Threshers the lead again at 3-2. RBI number 8 on the year for Rosario, and the Threshers using small ball to their advantage, just getting single after single. With 3 hits, none of them for extra bases so far. And Ricardo Rosario gets his first hit of the day. So now 2 on and 1 out for Jordan Byers. As the heart of the Threshers order up against the righty Garcia with just 1 out and a man in scoring position. The Threshers lead at 3-2. First pitch to Byers is a breaking ball that settles on the outside corner for called strike 1. Byers a line out and a fly out like Rosario as well. And with Rincon's speed at second base, another single could play to run, but a full side shift makes it difficult for him to shoot one into right exactly like Rosario did. This has popped up into shallow left field. 3 men chasing it towards the foul line, and it lands in fair territory next to the glove of Blaine McIntosh. All runners advance on a ball that appears to have been lost in the sun by Jacob Liner, Kevin Villavicencio, and Blaine McIntyre. So it's a bloop single for Jordan Viers as two straight base hits load up the bases for the Threshers. Viers is now 1-for-3 on the day, and the Threshers have their fourth hit of the ballgame and a loaded set of bags for the second time. They have the bases loaded with nobody out and then one out in the second inning. And now bases are loaded with one out for Chad Castile. The power-hitting first baseman out of California Baptist takes the first pitch, breaking ball outside, count 1-0. Castillo, 1-for-1 with a run scored, 1-for-2 with a run scored today, struck out in the third, and now up with the bases loaded. Corner infield pinched in, middle infield at double play depth as the breaking ball bounces on home plate and into the glove of Vincent Peroza. Two-ball count still to Castillo. Threshers lead it 3-2 thanks to the RBI single by Ricardo Rosario. Two-0 count to Castillo. And now Garcia deals. Castillo takes this the other way, and it goes over the stands in left field to make the count 2-1. Just a little bit late on that was Castillo. Now he's got a strike in the count for the first time. Garcia is 33 pitches thrown with 19 over for strikes. 2-1. And that gets Castillo right above the shin guard. And the hit by a pitch with the bases loaded scores a run. Rincon scores from third, and the rest of them move station to station, as it is Rosario on third, Viers on second, and now Chad Castillo with RBI number 15 on the season at first base, and that's going to prompt a mound visit from Mets pitching coach Dan McKinney. Not too many other games going on right now, with the Rangers and Pirates about to get started in the Major League. All-star left-hander Martin Perez is on the mound for Texas in Pittsburgh. So after a strong start on the season, now struggling to stay over 500. The Phillies and Diamondbacks will be the next game to get started. That begins at 1:05 in Philadelphia, with former Thresher Ranger Suarez taking the hill against a Cy Young contender in Zach Gallen. So McKinney back to the dugout, Pinoza back behind home plate, and the inning continues for the Clearwater Threshers. Bases are loaded for Cade Fergus, who hit a grand slam to dead center in the first game against Bradenton last week. Five homers and 19 RBIs for Fergus. Double play depth for the middle infield with Byers on second and no one out and one out. This one is lined into shallow left center field. That's going to dunk in for the base hit. 1-1 will score, and Byers rounds third. The throw at the plate is late, and Cade Fergus plates two with an RBI single as Rosario and Byers come home to extend the Threshers' lead to 6-2. Four runs already across here in this fifth inning, and Cade Fergus has now breached 20 RBIs with numbers 20 and 21 on the single. 6-2 in a four-run fifth for the Threshers, and now there's two on with one out for Cole Moore. Castillo on second, Fergus on first, and a left-handed hitter Moore at the plate with one out. Fastball outside, that's going to advance both runners up a base, as Castillo goes to third and Fergus to first, or to second, excuse me, on the wild pitch. So it's a 1-0 to Moore, who's walked already today, 0-for-1, flat out to left his last time. Now the infield drawn completely in with two runners in scoring position and nobody out, or in one out, excuse me. It's hard to even think the pressure has gotten out this inning. They've been so patient at the plate, as a breaking ball in there for a called strike at the knees of Cole Moore. Moore's 0-for-1 today with a walk in the second inning. Now a chance to extend the Threshers' lead. Breaking ball, missing low, count 2-1. Threshers with three hits already this inning and four runs thanks to a two RBI single by Cade Fergus and an RBI hit by Ricardo Rosario. 2-1. This is hit high in the air out to left field. Drifting into foul territory is McIntosh, and Byers will tag and head home. The catch is made for the second out. The throw to the plate is in time, and a double play ends the fifth inning for the St. Lucie Mets. Good effort for Castillo, but he is out and home 7-2 on the double play. So the Threshers, though, played four runs on three hits and leave one man stranded without an error. They lead it 6-2, and we've hit the halfway point in the ballgame. Threshers lead it 5-4. John Henriquez in line for the victory now as the Threshers lead 6-2. And Henriquez starts off the bottom of the fifth with a breaking ball in for a strike on the Mets leadoff man, Wilfredo Lara. He walked his last time up and was thrown out at third base on the RBI single by Jacob Reiner. 1-1 the count now as the breaking ball lands in the dirt. Threshers lead it 6-2 on a 4-run fifth inning. Henriquez kicks and deals, fastball way outside in the dirt, and laying in a left-fielded batter's box, and they count two and one. He has been on quite a power tear since joining the Mets in the 20th game of the season. With 8 extra base hits and 12 RBIs, he leads the Mets in homers and hitters. He'll over to first base, and it's confirmed by Gabe Vargas and Kenny Garcia that Lara did, in fact, go around. He counts now 2-2. Threshers lead it by 4 with 5 hits to St. Lucie's 2. Neither team with an error here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Now the 2-2. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. Henriquez climbs the ladder and gets Lara down swinging for his third consecutive strikeout and third of the ballgame. That's 7 strikeouts for Threshers pitchers and 1 out in the bottom of the fifth. That'll bring up Jett Williams, who doesn't have an official at bat yet, but has been quite productive already. Walked and stole a base in the first and hit a sacrifice fly to plate the Mets' first run of the game back in the third inning. Now nobody on and one out in a 1-0 count to the Mets' 14th overall pick in last year's MLB draft. 3 picks before Justin Crawford, who's on the bench tonight, and in rival Major League organization Phillies. 2-0 to count. Phillies, the next team to start, the Mets don't start until 7 o'clock against the Chicago Cubs at Wrigley Field. 2-0. Fastball right down Main Street and count for 2-1. The Russians had a game like Williams's against Fort Myers, Franklin Minetti, had 3 plate appearances without an official at bat. Scored a run, drove in a run. In a game where he was on the box score 0-0. Now it's a 2-2 count to Williams, who's a strike away from being retired for the first time in an official at-bat. Two balls, two strikes, one out here in the fifth. Henriquez deals. This one is hit on a line out to left field. Rosario doesn't need to move too much to make the catch over his head for the second out of the inning. Hard line drive by Jack Williams gets the second out of the fifth. And that brings up Jacob Reimer, who drove in the tying run for the St. Lucie Mets on an RBI single in the third, bringing his season RBI total to 12. First pitch, a curveball in there for a called strike. A nice pitch by Henriquez there to get ahead of the Mets' 15th prospect, according to MLB.com. 12 RBIs on the season for Reimer, with his 12th coming today. This one is chopped over to third. Minietti undercuts Rincon to make the play. A high throw, squeezed and bag touched by Cole Moore to end the fifth inning. So the Threshers respond to a 4-run top half of the fifth inning with a 1-2-3 home half. 6-2 the lead. Clearwater in control in St. Lucie here on Wednesday morning. 6-2 the lead here in the Threshers Broadcast Network. Top of the sixth inning, first pitch to Ryan Leach will miss upstairs for ball number one. Saul Garcia still on the hill for St. Lucie. Leach, the only player that didn't hit in the Threshers' 4-run fifth. This one has popped up in a foul territory. Sprinting towards the foul line is Salazar. He leans on the tarp and watches the ball fly into the right field stands. Garcia surprisingly still on the mound after allowing 4 runs on 3 hits in his last frame. And it's a 6-2 ball game with the Threshers leading here at Clover Park. 1-1 now to Leach. Garcia deals, fastball on the inside corner, count 1-2. Leach 0 for 2 today, ground out in the fourth, and off the frame. Now facing a 1-2 count. Garcia deals, bouncing in the dirt and in the fastball, and the count now 2-2. Leach stays alive. Some action brewing in the Threshers bullpen. Football being thrown around. It does look like a righty warming up for Clearwater. 2-2. Hit in the air and fired behind home plate. As a group of campers running around the stands behind home to try and get that foul ball. It appears someone has, and now the count stays 2-2 to Ryan Leach. Garcia with 4 on the clock, deals, leads, grounds this one to shortstop, charging to make the play is Villavicencio, quick throw over the first, gets the first out of the sixth inning. One gone in the sixth. Threshers lead it 6-2, a 4-1 lead. That's the second loss that they have had in this series. They're up 4-0 for a brief moment in the ninth inning. A game that ended up a 6-0 victory for Clearwater. The Threshers with 6 runs in back-to-back days against St. Lucie. Minietti chops the first pitch. He sees foul down the third base line. And the count on 1. He drove in the first 2 runs of the ball game on a 2-run base knock in the second inning. Grounded out to second his last time up. So Minietti 1-for-2 on the day with an average just north of 300 at 316. And now double-digit RBIs for the Threshers' third baseman. 0-1 as Minietti steps back into the box. The pitch clock resumes. And Saul Garcia now set at the belt. The 0-1. In up the middle, but it's right in the way of Junior Tillian, who scoops it. And then he loses the helmet running to first, but he is retired for the second straight at bat on a ground out to Tillian at second base. That'll bring up Eric Brito, who's put out a walk, really started a rally for Clearwater. Got his 11th stolen base, and that didn't seem that significant. So he ended up scoring on a single that would have plated him from second anyway. But first pitch, fastball in there for the call strike. But the Threshers, certainly an energy-driven team, and a lot of that energy comes from stolen bases. One in there for call strike 2. And now 0-2. So Brito, 11 stolen bases, which is just cracking the top 5 for the Clearwater Threshers. Shows how dominant they've been on the bags this season. 0-2. Fastball outside, and count 1-2. One, two now to Brito. Garcia Diaz. Fastball called strike 3 in the outside corner. And Garcia's second strikeout of the day ends the sixth inning. So the Threshers go down in order after a 4-run fifth. And we head into the bottom of the sixth inning with the Threshers leading 6-2 here on the Threshers Broadcast Network. First pitch of the bottom six is fouled off. A close play to get it between Minietti and Ryan Leach, but no one able to come up with it as the Threshers have a new pitcher on the mound for the third time this game. John Henriquez in line for what would be a league-best 6 wins with now Alex Rayo on the hill. 0-1 the count to Junior Tillian, who is 0-1 on the day. Now down in the count 0-2 to Rayo, who started the year as a reliever and pitched his next six games as a starter. This one is hit into the gap in left center field. Going back is Rosario. A couple steps in front of the track, furthest there for backup, but it's Rosario who makes the one-handed grab for the first down out of the sixth inning. So Alex Rayo was a reliever in the few games he played last year. This year, though, he's been primarily a starter. This year, Rayo is now pitched nine times with six starts. He's 0-3 with an ERA of 7 in 18 innings pitched, 19 hits, 10 walks, and 25 strikeouts. He got the only loss of the series against Bradenton. Now he's ahead to Vincent Ferrozzo, 0-1. A line drive, leaping catch by Cole Moore. Moore's got hops, and he goes airborne to make that grab for the second out of the inning. Absolute scorcher of a line drive. But there's two outs here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Kevin Villavicencio takes the first pitch, and for the first time, Rayo does not throw a strike. It's a 1-1 count. One up. Fastball right down Main Street, evening the count at 1-0. Rayo, an eighth-round pick of the Phillies out of Notre Dame. Just three games pitched last year. He's already tripped double that on starts alone as he sends a breaker bouncing in front of home plate to make the count 2-1. Academic All-ACC team in 2021 and went around the country to play summer ball in between his collegiate seasons. Fastball down the middle and the count evens at 2-2. In the Northwoods League, playing for Duluth back in 2019, and then was teammates with fellow Threshers reliever Danny Wilkinson and the Harwich Mariners in Cape Cod, closer to home. Two straight relief appearances for Rayo, who had been part of the starting rotation for the better part of the season. Now the 2-2. Breaking ball, called strike three on the outside corner. Alex Rayo continues the strong bullpen work for the Threshers with a 1-2-3 frame and a heebie on the outside corner to ring up Villavicencio. The Threshers have retired the last eight, and they lead 6-2 heading into the seventh here on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
Baseball fans, the attractors at Rally Bottle.
I get a good shot at it, but really, I like to use the guys to bring one cast during the game, so many areas for each guy that I'm bringing these into the recap.
Right.
Yeah. Right. You see, that gets a classic A equal to that. That's what you
wait for. I don't want to do anything good, though. Yeah. I got a whole bunch of pipe shots and off the tank, but I'm working on it. But I can get one, dude.
Top of the order coming up for the Threshers in the seventh. Brian Rincon, who walked and scored in the fifth. leading things off for the Threshers, looking to improve his on-base streak or his hit streak to 7 straight games. 10 for 22 in his last 6, including a 2-for-3 day last night. This one is drilled out to center field. Going back is Williams on the track, one-handed catch, and it is made running into the wall by Jet Williams. One pitch, one out in the 7th as Saul Garcia is back out for his 4th inning of work. He has thrown 54 pitches with 32 for strikes, but is in line for the loss after a 4-run 6th inning. Rayo's a guy who could probably go at least the next 2 innings. We'll see how long he stays in the game as the first pitch to Ricardo Rosario misses upstairs, count 1-0. Rosario, an RBI single that gave the Threshers the lead in the 5th inning. He also ended up scoring a run. So you want to Rosario now. The Threshers lead by 4. Fastball right down Main Street, and that makes the count 2-1. Two-one pitch, a breaking ball over the outside part of the plate to even the count at 2-2. The 2-2 outside, just missing. And Rosario working the count full. He's 1-for-3 today. He's hitting the ball really hard and got one to poke through in the 5th inning that gave the Threshers a 3-2 lead. Now he's got a 3-2 count with one out. Poke back to the pitcher. Garcia comes up with it, kind of flailed his glove at it, and ended up with a baseball. And Rosario out at first base for the 2nd out in the 7th inning. Two gone for Jordan Byers. He had a bloop single and a run scored in the 5th. Six to lead for Clearwater. 5 hits to St. Lucie's 2. As a breaking ball in there for called strike. Count 0-1. Byers 1-for-3 on the day. A hard line drive, a deep fly ball, and then a bloop single out to left field. Here's the 0-1. Hit back up the middle, bounced over to the second baseman, Tillian, takes the high hop and sends it to first for the final out of the 7th inning. The Threshers down 1-2-3 in the top half, and now we'll stretch it out here at 1. Threshers 6, St. Lucie 2. We headed to the 2nd.
So what are you waiting for? Download Babbel Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring the points today.
0-1 count to Eduardo Salazar is after a very efficient sixth inning. Alex Rayo is back on the hill for clear one. 0-1, hit the other way, foul down the right field line. Quickly 0-2 count to Salazar, way to dish it to the line. And now it's 0-2. Juan Martinez initially scheduled to start at first base, but Salazar there for the second straight day. 0-2 pitch. Hit back up the middle into center field. Fergus on the run. He makes the catch in right center for the first out of the inning. 10 pitches in the first inning. 6 for strikes for Alex Rayo. And now the first 3 pitches of the 7 end up in a buyout to center field. And 1 out for the 3-1 Threshers. They lead it 6-2, scoring in bunches with 2 in the second and 4 in the fifth. And now the Threshers pitching staff has been cruising after that 4-run fifth inning. First pitch missing low, or no, in there, low and in to Scott Otum. 10 straight outs for Clearwater. And now Rayo, the 0-1. Fastball missing low, count 1-1. And he has been quite efficient, looking his absolute best on the mound in his first inning and a third. A 1-1 count to Otum. Pitching with a 4-run lead as the breaking ball bounces over the glove of Ryan Leach, holding back to the backstop in a 2-1 count to the Mets DH. Rayo, the 2-1. Fastball just missing outside, and it's a 3-1 count to Ota. Rayo, a Notre Dame product. In his second year as a pro, just 3 relief appearances last year, all shutouts. Now in his first full season in 2023. This is hit into right center field, and that's going to drop in front of Fergus for a base hit. Ota has his second single of the ball game. He scored a run the last time he reached base in the third. One out knock in the first hit that a member of the Threshers bullpen has allowed. As Henriquez caused 2 shutout and hitless innings with a walk and 3 strikeouts, and is in line for the victory. Rayo will get a new baseball as Blaine McIntosh was up at the plate, 0-1 with a walk and a strikeout. He scored the tying run back in the third inning. McIntosh, a swing and a miss. There was no one in count. Fastball just bullied by him. From Alex Rayo, who can ratchet that heater up to 96. 0-1, 4 steals and 4 attempts by Ota at first base, but he won't get a chance to this time. Another fastball inside to make it 0-2 to Blaine McIntosh. Rayo, a 4-pitch mix, 4-seamer, splitter, change, and a slider. The 0-2, breaking ball, slowed things down on McIntosh. He got a piece of it and sends it back to the net. Short leadoff first by Ota. Rayo deals. Breaking ball outside in the purpose pitch. Doesn't get McIntosh to chase. As the count is 1-2. Threshers lead at 6-2 here in the bottom of the seventh inning. 5 hits to St. Lucie's 3 with one of them on first base now. 1-out single by Scott Ota. 1-2. Hit the other way. Foul down the left field line. Bouncing off the railing and out at the stadium. Still a 1-2 count to McIntosh. Threshers middle infield at, well, infield at double play depth with Moore holding the runner on first base. Now the 1-2. Hit high in the air out to deep left field, and that is going to land foul. Past the pole. Just a little bit late by McIntosh. A well-hit ball. But now 3 straight pitches fouled off with 2 strikes. One, two again. Inside, called strike 3. A nasty heater on the inside pitch. McIntosh thought it ran in on him, but it ran him back to the dugout. Second punch out of the day by Alex Rayo. Overall, it is the ninth for Threshers pitching. So that's two outs in the seventh inning to reset the lineup card and bring up Wilfredo Lara as a fastball goes upstairs for ball number one. Lara, 0 for 2 with a walk, and he struck out his last time at bat on five pitches. Now ahead of the count 1-0, Rayo deals fastball outside, count even, an out count at 2-0. Two gone and a man on first. The Mets not really too aggressive in terms of stolen bases, aside from Jet Williams' swipe back in the first inning. 2-0. Fouled away, a little half swing from Lara, and he sends it back into the netting to make it 2-1. Threshers look to make this the first inning where there was a hit and not a run scored as the fastball runs inside on Lara to make it 3-1. The Threshers got two hits in the second and scored two runs. The Mets got two hits in the third and scored two runs. The Threshers got three hits in the fifth and scored four. Now one hit here in the seventh with two outs for St. Lucie as it's down to a full count as Lara tips this one foul back into the net. Payoff pitch coming, and Ota is primed to go to second base on the 3-2. Lara is going to take his time, step out of the batter's box, and get himself reset. Ota inches towards second base. Rayo set with the ball in the glove, at the chest, at the belt. Payoff pitch, runner goes, and the breaking ball is over home plate for a called strike three. Alex Rayo freezes Lara with the breaking ball and two straight punch-outs end the seventh inning. St. Lucie gets a hit but leave that man stranded as Rayo strikes out the final two batters of the seventh to keep it a 6-2 ball game heading into the eighth. With the skies getting gray and rain appearing imminent on the forecast, we are officially in a delay for the second time in the middle of the game for the Threshers this season. It was sometime last week against Bradenton where the Threshers... Oh, no, that was Sunday. My memory's amazing. But the Threshers lost an hour and 50 minutes of baseball in the middle of the third inning. And now we are in between the seventh and eighth inning as the grounds crew is getting the tarp on the field in St. Lucie. Fans are heading back towards the back of the bleachers for a little bit more cover as the tarp is coming on the field. The Threshers in a 6-2 lead here on the Threshers Broadcast Network. Chad Castillo is set to pitch against who would have been Charles Garcia, but his day is likely over after 4 innings of work with 4 runs allowed. A sign on the Clover Park video board urging fans to remain in a covered area. And they will advise when it is safe to return to their seats. As is falling here at Clover Park in St. Lucie. So the Threshers with a 6-2 lead to give you a taste of how that happened. The scoring started in the second inning when the first 3 batters of the frame reached, beginning with a leadoff base hit by Chad Castillo off of the Mets starter Candido Cuevas. Abe Burgess was hit by a pitch, and Cole Moore walked to load the bases with nobody out. Brandon Minietti came up with one out and lined a single to center field that plated 2 and gave the Threshers an early 2-0 lead. St. Lucie tied up the game in the third on a sacrifice fly and an RBI single. And then a one-out rally began in the fifth for Clearwater with a walk to Eric Brito. He stole second and advanced to third on a wild pitch before Brian Rincon was walked by Mets reliever Saul Garcia. Ricardo Rosario stepped up and gave the Threshers a 3-2 lead with a single to right that scored Brito from third base. Jordan Byers then singled to load the bases, and Rincon scored after Castillo was hit by a pitch with the bases loaded to make it 4-2. On the very next pitch, Cade Fergus drove in 2 more runs on a single up the middle to extend the Threshers' advantage to 6-2 before the rain came in between the 7th and 8th innings. It'll be Castillo, Fergus, and Moore if and when we do come back to this contest. A very light rain is falling, but there's heavy rain involved in the forecast over the next couple of days here in Fort St. Lucie. Right now, the rain is getting even heavier, and if you take me safe, so when I do that, we will take a quick break and I will give you some scores on the major and minor leagues. Watch games on Wednesday afternoon, but we'll give you some scores next on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
Upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction.
Yeah, the reason I think so is
Washburn.
collection. Join the Blues Club in town. Full lectures presented by New Year Kids. Only $25 per child per month. Kids that are 12 younger can see things you can include in those words of all Thursday openings. Connecting by the New Year Kids bonus and savings. Join and grab your exclusive freshers gear today.
The rain's starting to come down in buckets here in St. Lucie, so we are officially in a delay on the field. The Threshers lead it 6-2 after 7 innings, so this likely would be a completed game for Clearwater if the weather holds and we cannot continue. The Threshers lead by 4. It would be a victory for Johnny Enriquez. Hit here at Clover Park. So the Threshers would have their 31st win of the season. Enriquez would have 6 of those wins if the game is unable to continue, and the loss would go to Candido Cuevas, the next starter. But let's take a look around the scores as we are officially in a rain delay here in Fort St. Lucie. The Phillies are just about to get started in Philadelphia. Ranger Suarez will be on the hill against Zach Gallen. Bottom of the second in Pittsburgh, the Rangers have a 3-2 lead over the Pittsburgh Pirates. Giants and Twins are about to get started as well in Minnesota with Anthony Gates-Gilfani going up against Twin starter Joe Ryan. In Cleveland, it's Cal Quantrill against Michael Kelkec as the Guardians take on the division foe Chicago White Sox. Then Astros and Brewers will get going in Milwaukee as Eric Hauser takes on the defending champion Astros. That's all for the afternoon slate of games. Then later tonight at 6:40, Cardinals and Reds will get started in Cincinnati. Rays host the Blue Jays with Sugar Shane McClanahan going up against Yusei Kikuchi in a battle two of the best left-handed pitchers in the AL East. Then, at 7:05, it's Nationals against Padres in our nation's capital. Yankees will host the Orioles in the Bronx. Tyler Wells going up against All-Star lefty Nestor Cortez at 7:05 as well. Then, at 7:20, Tony Gonsolin, the upstart pitcher last year for LA, who's having another good start to this season, 2-1 with a 1.13 ERA, goes up against Bryce Elder and the Atlanta Braves, who were looking for their 30th win, 29-19. 7:40, the Royals will begin against the Detroit Tigers. Young versus the older generation, Zach Greinke versus Matt Boley in Kansas City. Then it's Kodai Senga against Marcus Stroman in Chicago, as the Mets looking to stay over 500 against the Cubs in Wrigley Field. Marlins are on the road against the Rockies with Sandy Alcantara going in Colorado for the NL East. Marlins, Red Sox are in LA against the Angels. That begins at 9:40 along with Mariners and Athletics in Seattle as the Mariners look to get 500. We'll take a quick break and then take you around the minor league scores, which have yet to start in the Philly system and in the Florida State League. Going on there, but we can give you a standings update and trips around the minor league. We'll be right back with more updates, hopefully, and a rain delay coverage here on the Threshers Broadcast Network. Clearwater Threshers lead 6-2 as we are delayed here in St. Lucie. It would be win number 31 for the Threshers if this game were to end prematurely, as Clearwater is in the lead in what would be the eighth inning. Sal Garcia was scheduled to come out, and Chad Castillo scheduled a hit, but likely he will be facing a new pitcher. So we'll give you a preview of what's to come in the Philly system in the Florida State League later on. The Threshers are one affiliate below the Jersey Shore Blue Claw, the high A affiliate of the Philadelphia Phillies. Alex Garbrick is set to start. He was a Thresher last year in Aberdeen against the Ironbirds, looking to get back over 500 in the first game of a doubleheader at Cal Ripken Stadium. Griff McGarry rehabbed with the Threshers earlier this season and played 2021 with the Threshers, number three prospect in the Phillies system. He is getting the start for the Fighting Phils against Harrisburg. That game will start at 6:45. And former major leaguer Michael Plassmeyer will get the start for Lehigh Valley against the Buffalo Bisons, the Toronto Blue Jays AAA affiliate. Plassmeyer, 1-3 record with a 6.08 ERA. That game also starting at 6:45. It's a 5 o'clock start for Jersey Shore and Aberdeen with the Blue Claws victorious last night. Run around the major leagues, the Florida State League games will start at 6:30 with Fort Myers in Dunedin, Palm Beach hosting Tampa, Bradenton hosting Jupiter, and Daytona hosting Lakeland. That game starts at 6:35. The rest will begin at 6:30. For the Florida State League standings, the Threshers in the league, they have a 30-10 record, which is tops in all of the minor leagues. Second most wins in the minors to the Norfolk Tigers. We have played four more games than the Threshers. That's Norfolk 31-13. The Threshers 30-10. So an extra four games for the Norfolk Tigers, the AAA affiliate of the Warriors. The Threshers, seven games ahead of Fort Myers, who's at 23-17, in second place in the Florida State League West Division. Bradenton, a game behind them at 22-18, eight games out of first place. Dunedin is in fourth, nine games out of first place, with Lakeland and Tampa in distant fifth and sixth, both teams multiple games under 500. In the East Division, it's a bit tighter at the top, with Palm Beach over there, stadium sharing Jupiter Hammerheads, two games ahead. The Cardinals affiliate, 24-16, Jupiter 22-18. Daytona is 17-23, seven games back in St. Lucie, rounding out the division, 14 games out of first place at 10-30 on the cusp of 10-31, as they trail the Threshers 6-2 in the eighth inning in a rain delay here. Now, the Threshers leading in the first half of the season, and that does have implications when it comes to play, when it comes to postseason play. The four playoff participants in the Florida State League will be the winners of each division from the first and second half of the season. And right now, the Threshers have the advantage there, seven games ahead of the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles in the West Division. So the Threshers looking to lock up a playoff spot after finishing last in the West last season, after a fantastic first start to 2023. Playoffs certainly on the minds of the players on the field, but right now it is just rain that is postponing the play. A bit of a thunderstorm here in St. Lucie, as the Threshers and Mets are in a delay in a 6-2 lead for Clearwater. We're going to take a short break, and then I'll give you an interview that I had with Gaitlin Comas Jr. Talk to the Threshers outfielder and former player of the month for the Philly system for the month of April. So I'll tell you more about that. We're taking a quick break here on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
Come down to Make Air Ballpark for fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every
every Saturday night, the Threshers bring the fireworks on the field, and Kelly's Catering delivers more fireworks after the game ends. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com for tickets to stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area.
At New York News, Clearwater Threshers have the best deal in town. Check out the Wednesday print edition or Friday digital edition of the Tampa Bay Times for an exclusive coupon for a Friday game. Grab your issue of the Tampa Bay Times today or visit ThreshersBaseball.com for more information.
Every Thursday night at Daycare Ballpark is Taps and Tacos night, and Tijuana Flats is bringing the tastiest Tex-Mex in town. And if you're 13 and under, you can join our Daycare Kids and Little Acres Club for just $25 and come to every Thursday home game. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com and bring the whole family.
Hey fans, be sure to cheer on your Threshers pitchers because you can strike out several more batters than usual. You get a free time.
Welcome back to the Threshers Broadcast Network. Still delayed here at Clover Park with a 6-2 lead for your Clearwater Threshers. Gabriel Rincones Jr. not in the lineup for the Threshers tonight. And I got a chance to talk to him regarding his baseball career, how he came up in community college and through living in three different countries before being drafted by the Phillies in 2022. While we wait out the rain, let's take a listen to my interview with Gabriel Rincones Jr., the Threshers April minor league player of the month.
Welcome back to the Threshers Broadcast Network. Josh Werber here. Did you get word yet? The official is calling him 1:30.
Thank you. So Boston in their singles quiz.
We're going to cut that interview off just a little bit short as we have some breaking news here from St. Lucie. Breaking news that the game is over. This game has officially been called a 6-2 Threshers win in 7 innings as they take their third straight win and 8th overall over the St. Lucie Mets to improve to 31-10 on the game. The Threshers get the 6th win of the season for John Henriquez, who now leads the Florida State League with 6 wins on the season. 2 shutout innings for him, 3 strikeouts and a walk. Alex Rayo allowed a hit and struck out 3 in the final 2 innings of work for the Threshers as well. No one for Clearwater had more than 1 hit, but Cade Fergus went 1-for-2 with 2 RBIs and a run scored. Fraylin Minnietti drove in 2 on a 1-for-3 day. He's now 7-for-13 over his last 4 games. 3 games in Bradenton, and now his first game against St. Lucie here at Clover Park. Tomorrow's game will begin at 6:10. The Threshers taking on the St. Lucie Mets, looking to win the first 3 games of the series for the 4th time in their last 5 series. The starting pitching matchup will be Gene Cabrera for the Threshers against Leonel Ovias for the St. Lucie Mets. Cabrera 1-1 with a 5.40 ERA. Ovias 1-for-3 with a 6.56 ERA. That is going to do it for the broadcast today. Join me at 5.
55. Math, yay. For the pregame show of the 6-10 start between Clearwater and St. Lucie, as the Threshers look to win the first three games against the Mets for the second time this season. But until then, I want to thank you all for tuning in. Join us again tomorrow. Stay dry and have a great Wednesday afternoon.